And take one of that damn broker tried to influence me. According to Dodd-Frank, brokers are not supposed to influence appraisers. But let's face it, it happens. Every time you go to a subject, if the broker's there, the broker's probably going to hand you a pile of what he or she considers to be comparable sales. Many appraisers feel it would be unethical to accept them in that the broker is trying to influence them. Of course the broker's trying to influence them. That's what brokers do. They're advocates. That's their job. Our job is to take the data, analyze it, and see if any of those sales is truly a comparable. If some of them are comparables, then, under Standard Rule 1-4, we have the obligation to use them. If they're not, we have the obligation to throw them out. Our job is to analyze those sales to determine if they're comps or just garbage. It's their job to advocate. It's our job to analyze. So, yes, giving you comparable sales is an attempt to influence you. Nobody debates that. However, understand that this type of influence, in other words, the broker providing you with what the broker thinks are comparable sales, is not the type of influence Dodd-Frank meant to end. That type of influence is where the lender calls you up and says, look, appraiser, the contract price for this thing is $350,000. If you don't play ball with us, I will flat guarantee you, you won't work in this town again. That's what Dodd-Frank is supposed to stop, not the broker providing you data. Therefore, when the broker hands you information, take it. It's not unethical. It's not illegal. There's nothing that says that the poor broker's going to go to jail for providing you with information, despite what some of our fellow appraisers think. Take the data they give you and then analyze it as you would analyze any other sale. If, after your analysis, you conclude it serves as a comparable sale, use it. If not, reject it. It's no more difficult than that. To some extent, brokers provide us with work. Thus, cooperation with them is better than not cooperating with them, especially if our work volume decreases due to the increase in the de minimis, appraisal waivers, and so forth. In the same vein, it's going to be great to have some brokers on our side because they are going to recommend to the buyers that the buyers get their own appraisal, not depend on the appraisal done for the bank, to determine if the buyers are overpaying for the property. That is an untapped market niche appraisers have basically ignored for the past 50 years. This is going to have to change, again, because of the increase in the de minimis, use of waivers, use of evaluations, etc. So yes, when a broker hands you information when you go to inspect the property, the broker is trying to influence you. There's no question about that. But that is not the type of influence Dodd-Frank attempted to curtail. It's okay to accept data from brokers. We need them. They need us. Therefore, it's positive to cooperate with them. It's not illegal to take the data. It's not unethical to take the data. A broker doesn't violate any of his or her own ethics by providing those data. The broker is just trying to get the deal done. Remember, the broker doesn't get paid unless the deal closes. We get paid, theoretically, no matter what happens. I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. This is Tim Anderson. I'm the Appraiser's Advocate. We're clear.